This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is news of student loans today, specifically how those loans get repaid. What are known as income-driven repayment plans have been around for decades, letting people who make less money pay less money on their student debt. The process, though, has been charitably cumbersome. Today, the Biden administration proposed new regulations to make it easier for eligible borrowers to pay less on a regular basis, yes, but also to give those who take on relatively small amounts of student debt to begin with the ability to get rid of it sooner. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
Melissa Hefner paid for most of her undergraduate degree in anthropology herself, but she did have to take out a $6,000 loan. Since graduating in 2012, she's paid $85 a month toward the debt and estimates she'll be done in another 10 years.
It's kind of like if I took out a loan for a car for $6,000 and I'm still paying on it 20 years later when I don't even maybe own the car anymore.
Under the proposed regulations, people like Hefner, who borrowed less than $12,000 for their undergraduate education, could qualify to have their debt forgiven after making regular payments for a decade. In the current income-driven repayment plan, forgiveness takes 20 years. James Quall is Undersecretary for the Department of Education.
So what our proposal would do is have a shorter period of repayment for smaller loans so that you wouldn't have to stay in debt for 20 years if you only borrowed a few thousand dollars.
Undersecretary Quall points out many people who borrow small amounts for college don't finish their degrees, which means they may struggle to pay their debts back.
That leaves students in the worst of both worlds. They have debt, but they didn't earn that degree that will qualify them for additional jobs.
It makes sense to align the amount borrowed with the time it takes to be forgiven, says Sandy Baum, a higher education economist at the Urban Institute.
If you're starting college, certainly should be a question that if you borrow $50,000, you're going to have more of a repayment burden than if you borrow $20,000.
For example, people who attend community college tend to borrow less, and the Department of Education estimates that 85% of all community college borrowers would have their debts wiped out under this new plan. This can also remove psychological barriers to attending college, says Mark Huelsman with the Hope Center for College Community and Justice at Temple.
There are some students who don't begin college at all or drop out because of the very rational fear of needing to pay off their student loans or being stuck in debt for life.
People with higher incomes could also qualify for the shorter repayment period, but they'll have to pay more each month than people who earn less. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.